This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Students at the University of Colorado are being told to self-quarantine for 2 weeks by Boulder County health officials. CPR's Paolo Jalcita has more.
Officials say 76% of cases in the county are associated with university students. CU Vice Chancellor Patrick O'Rourke says if this rate continues, the campus may close, but did not offer any specific details on what the threshold would be.
The decisions about whether or not to move to remote instruction would be things that we would not want to be doing unilaterally, that we'd want to be doing those in coordination with Boulder County Public Health to make sure that we're approaching this in the right manner.
This week, the governor said the state's recent rise in coronavirus cases is being driven primarily by college students. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
Boulder Valley School District is suing e-cigarette giant Juul. The suit accuses Juul of using deceptive marketing to target young consumers, resulting in devastating injuries. Boulder's superintendent says students as young as fourth grade have been treated for nicotine addiction related to vaping. Juul insists its products don't target youth and are for adults who want to quit smoking cigarettes. A Brighton City Council member faces censure after appearing at a virtual council meeting under the influence of alcohol and prescription drugs. Fox 31 reports Chris Giordanelli spoke in slurred speech as the council was meeting Tuesday and considering a resolution on an animal shelter. Giordanelli told Fox 31 he admits to having a couple of beers and mixing it with pharmaceuticals. The council will meet in a special session next week to consider a censure. Colorado weather is sunny but hazy today with highs in the 80s around Denver. This is CPR News.